Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into Corning, ticker GLW, a company that's suddenly looking like an AI powerhouse after years of being known for specialty glass and fiber optics. Corning has been on an absolute tear lately, with shares hitting record highs above $208 on the back of major deals and surging demand in data centers. The stock is up nearly 170% over the past year, far outpacing the broader tech hardware sector, and investors are clearly betting that its optical communications business is just getting started with the AI build-out. Founded way back in 1851 and headquartered in Corning, New York, the company operates across display technologies, optical communications, environmental technologies, specialty materials, and life sciences. Under CEO Wendell Weeks, Corning employs about 56,300 people and has positioned itself as a critical supplier in the AI supply chain, especially after inking a long-term partnership with NVIDIA to ramp up production of optical components right here in the U.S. Let's break down the revenue picture. In the most recent full year, optical communications led the way at over $6.2 billion, driven by explosive Gen AI demand for fiber and connectivity. Display technologies contributed nearly $3 billion, specialty materials added $2.2 billion, and automotive products came in at $1.8 billion, with life sciences and polycrystalline silicon rounding out the rest. Geographically, Asia-Pacific still dominates at $7.6 billion, while North America is close behind at $7.1 billion, showing Corning's truly global footprint. On the earnings front, Corning delivered a solid first quarter beat with adjusted EPS of 70 cents, topping estimates by a penny and marking big improvement from 54 cents a year earlier. Revenue grew 18% year over year thanks to optical strength and solar momentum, even as consumer electronics remained a drag. Margins expanded nicely, and management highlighted multi-year hyperscaler contracts that should keep the growth engine humming, despite some near-term solar facility overhaul headwinds. During the earnings call, leadership emphasized the long-term tailwinds in optics and the successful Springboard efficiency plan, noting that capacity expansions are on track to meet rising AI infrastructure needs. They acknowledged softer consumer electronics trends, but pointed to robust data center bookings and new U.S. manufacturing plants dedicated to NVIDIA-related components as key positives for the years ahead. From a balance sheet perspective, total assets sit around $31 billion with solid liquidity, a current ratio above 1.6, and free cash flow generation that supports both dividends and growth investments. Operating cash flow reached $2.7 billion last year, while CapEx stayed disciplined, leaving healthy free cash flow of $1.4 billion. Debt levels are manageable relative to equity, and the company continues returning capital through dividends, yielding about 0.6%. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a premium with a trailing PE near 89 and forward multiples coming down as earnings scale. Price-to-sales around 9.8 reflects the growth premium investors are paying for AI exposure, though the forward PE trajectory shows compression toward the mid-20s over the next several years if projections hold. Compared to peers in hardware and equipment, Corning looks rich but justified if optical demand continues accelerating. Strengths include diversified revenue streams across high-growth optics and a strong moat in specialty glass manufacturing. Weaknesses center on ongoing exposure to cyclical consumer electronics and solar capacity transitions. Opportunities are massive in AI data center infrastructure and expanded U.S. production, while threats include execution risk on new plants, competition in fiber optics, and potential macro slowdowns affecting CapEx budgets. Looking at the price action, GLW has crushed it with gains of 7% in the past week, 51% over 1 month, and an incredible 169% over the trailing 12 months. The stock recently surged more than 10% in a single day after Bank of America added it to its top ideas list, and the technical setup remains strong above all major moving averages. For intrinsic value, running a discounted cash flow model with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to a base value in the mid-teens to low 40s range, depending on the exact free cash flow assumptions used. At current prices near 207, the market is clearly pricing in aggressive AI-driven growth well beyond those conservative scenarios, which makes sense given the NVIDIA partnership and hyperscaler tailwinds. But it also leaves less margin of safety if execution slips. Overall, Corning has transformed from a steady industrial name into a high-growth AI play, and the momentum looks real for patient investors who can handle the valuation. Keep an eye on optical order trends and any updates on those new manufacturing facilities. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.